Okay, this isn't Joe. This is Gabe Griffith. I think what Joe had asked is for me to speak and pass it over to him. So I just want to say welcome, everybody. I already see 26 participants on here for our opening. Now, maybe even more, 27 participants off our opening session item of our spring 2023 convention. So just welcome, everybody. I hope you all enjoy what we've got planned here as pre-convention stuff over the next almost 4 weeks. And then hopefully we see a bunch of you in person for our first convention and first time we'll all be together in 3 years. I think 2019 was the last time we were all together. Doesn't seem like a long time ago. But I hope we'll have a bunch of you in person with us up in Sacramento. And if you can't make it up there, I hope you'll join us over Zoom and just enjoy what we've got planned that weekend as well. And then I think we have a couple of post-convention stuff. So got a big event coming up here like we've done the last couple of years now, but we'll have a big in-person event and party in the middle of it. So welcome, enjoy, and with that, I will hand it over to you, Mr. Fair.
Could you guys hear me now?
Joe, you may unmute. Joe, you may unmute
Yes,
yourself
you're
now.
good.
Oh, you
Yep.
may unmute. Speaking of unmuting, there's Larry. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I do really want to thank you and welcome on behalf of the membership committee. Welcome here. One of the things that we do as the membership committee, by the way, I'm so lucky because I have a artist who's also the ACB membership chair. And so I have a lot of help over here. Now, I just wanted to go through and say thanks to the CCB membership committee. So thank you, artists, Christy, Loris Diamond, Doreeny Dobbins. Thank you. Gabe over here. He's on every thank you too, Gabe. Jessica Marquez, Joe Smith, Vivian Younger, and of course Pam Metz, as well as Bob Acosta, who has helped me a lot. Okay, now one of our we do a lot here at the membership. Of course, we do educational seminars. We do well a lot of other things too. But one thing that I'm very proud of is we plan programs and projects to increase membership and engagement and things. And when I brought to the committee who would they like, it was hands down, we got it was unanimous. They wanted Cindy Hollis to speak about community. And so we have her here. Welcome, Christy. If you have any questions for her, you can ask at the end. Okay, here's
Cindy.
Christy.
No, I lied, Christy. Let's change the
No.
Welcome,
No.
Cindy.
Thank you. You were just checking to see if I was paying attention, weren't you,
No,
Joe?
Cindy is my guardian angel. That's why you got mixed up.
And that's what she said to Nikki the first time I called her Cindy.
Well, thank you. So first, let me just ask you, how long do you have me for there, Joe? Because I could take as much or little as time as you need. So give me an
Well,
idea.
we're looking at 10 or 15 minutes
You got it.
because they want to get
All
on with
right.
two truths and a lie.
It's okay. Yes, sounds good. I just came from It's Playtime. So that's what I was doing just before I came in here. And we do trivia on Friday nights, my best friend and I. And it's a lot of fun. So I'm all about games and having a good time. So community, oh my gosh, you guys, 3 years ago, it was not even a figment of my imagination. I say that, but kind of jokingly, because in my early 20s, I dreamt of, like, if somebody said, if you could win the lottery, what would you do? And I wanted to build a community center for the blind in my local area. And so this was like several years later, after doing this for about a year and a half or so, it hit me that, oh my gosh, I thought of this. This is what I wanted to do, but it's on such a bigger scale. It's kind of amazing and humbling. COVID hit. And I knew in my role as, at that time, membership services coordinator, was to engage our membership. And it scared me. It really concerned me that we would not be getting together in our chapters and our conventions and so on. And so I put two calls together that first week, on how to stay connected. There were two on the 17th and 19th of March, 2020. I put a plea out to the leadership list and said, hey, if any of you affiliates have something going on, you'd be willing, like a conference call, and you'd be willing to have people join in from ACB, let me know. I put an email out. We had 9 that week. We continued to grow. We now, here almost 3 years later, hold approximately 100 events each week, all on Zoom. About a third are also now in Clubhouse simultaneously, and about a third, not necessarily the same as the ones in Clubhouse, but many of them overlap, are also on ACB Media. And the majority of those then are podcasted. So what is a community event? Well, really, this has just been so organically grown. It's whatever the community wants them to be. So people bring topics to the community. Some are social events. The two events I started way back almost 3 years ago, way in the old days, well, those became coffee socials, and now they all have names, and they're every day of the week, not just Tuesday and Thursday. But the one on Tuesday is a neighborhood coffee clatch, and we do breakouts. Throwback Thursday is on Thursday, and every day of the week, they are called something a little different, and every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. your time, there is somebody different that is facilitating those calls. We have technology calls, health and wellness calls. So started off with a yoga, easy yoga. Leslie Spoon did on a Wednesday. Next thing you know, she's doing calls 5 days a week. I mean, overtime, but yeah. So she does happy hour cardio on Fridays. She does yoga on Monday and Wednesday. Resistance 101 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. She does a, what is it called? Circuit training on the first Monday of the month. And there are others now that have brought yoga. We have meditation. And so those are some of our like health and wellness calls. Let's see. We have peer support calls, everything from widows, widowers, to moving on after divorce, grief journey, blindness and more. Living with vision loss. There's some calls around living with vision loss and hearing loss. Let's see. And then we have fun stuff, like we do karaoke on Saturday nights, and it's playtime on Friday nights, as I mentioned. We do an open mic night twice a month on a Wednesday night. There's the gospel sing twice a month on a Sunday night. On Sundays, there's lots of spiritual or religious based calls. Again, these are brought by the community. So, if somebody wants to do it, we put it on there. We have the Jewish hour is on Mondays And let's see, what else can I tell you? We have book chats from disability reading group once a month to book chat every or twice on Mondays. Crafters do a book chat. CCLVI, Low Vision and Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, one of our special interest affiliates, they do a book chat. So a lot of our special interest affiliates have been bringing content. Committees also bring content, individuals, and other organizations as well, like the Hull Foundation and Learning Center. They probably bring three or four events each week to the community. So we have individual members of the community have been trained to host our events. And you heard a product of some of that. The introductory instructions were recorded by one of our hosts, Chanel, and that was just done recently. Last June, we added that to the mix. We have been doing training of hosts since September or October of 2020. Now it's peer-to-peer training, so hosts train other hosts, and not just to be hosts, but also to moderate in Clubhouse, to broadcast, connect Zoom and Clubhouse together. And many of our Zoom hosts have also become streamers. And so it's just a big, fun party. We have about 100 committed volunteers that do all of that supportive work to keep the community going. Some other calls that we have, crafters have a big presence. So they do crocheting and knitting and sewing and beading and basket weaving and everything else you can imagine. And their instructors are providing instruction over Zoom. It's just pretty miraculous. We have some languages. People can learn languages, Spanish, Latin, and French currently. We also have the ability to be taught how to play piano and the guitar. And there is so much room at the table. People ask, do you think there'd be any interest in, well, you fill in the blank. My motto, if we build it, they'll come. And nobody has let me down yet. The other call I want to just mention is we do ACB Presents the Daily Schedule every morning. We started in Clubhouse 2 years ago with that event where we would read the schedule. It was like my way of reaching out to Clubhouse and saying, hey, you guys, we have these community calls. We've worked like a year to build them up. So I just wanted to let people know about them. Well, about, 6 months in, 7 months in, we started doing them together with Zoom. And now we don't only just do it in Zoom and Clubhouse, but we also stream it on ACB Media 5 every single morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. You guys are probably cringing going, oh my gosh, that's so early. But I'm telling you, we have quite the West Coast contingency that show up every single morning. But we are there every day, including holidays, Christmas, New Year's morning, even after being up till 3 a.m. With the community-a-thon. People were still there that next morning for ACB Presents. So if you get a chance to listen in, we encourage you to do that. We don't just go over the schedule for the day, but we also have a question of the day. And it's just a lot of fun. And we have a crew that works that, a 9-person crew. We call us the Community Morning Crew. So original, right? But it's a lot of fun. And we welcome all of you to join in if you can. If you are not receiving the daily schedule in your inbox, the only question is why not? There's so much to be enjoyed there, and you would be very, very welcomed. You could send an email to community info@acb.org, and just let us know you want to be subscribed, and we'll do that for you. It is through groups.io, so you could actually send an email directly to acb-community-events+subscribe@acblists.org. But just send the email. You can also hear the community schedule by calling 800-424-8666 and follow the prompts. That's recorded once a week. So it's not the most up to date because there are always changes that are made throughout the week, but you know, it'll give you a good idea. And, I feel like there's probably so much more I could be sharing, but I'm going to stop there and take any questions.
All right. Now, also, too, like you said, how does that affect us? Well, I know we had a call on there for the ACB Capital Chapter, and so like,
California Diabetics and California Council of Low Vision currently continue to have activities on the community. So any chapter, any state or special interest affiliate, any individual, any committee, whether it's national or you know, in your state, can bring content, and then that information is sent out to a bigger audience, including people that maybe aren't part of your affiliate, but who receive our daily schedule. So it's a way to access possible new members.
By the way, yeah, that's how we got Cache as a member at large in California. So anybody have any questions, Andrea?
And I didn't mention we have cooking classes, recipe swap. I mean, oh, you guys, it's so much, so many things. And yeah.
Okay, Gabe has his hand raised. I think we can answer a question from our probably from our president, huh?
Hi, Gabe.
I guess.
You have to unmute, Gabe.
The president is muted. Good.
Okay.
This is good. Let's move on.
I put my hand up and then things kept jumping around on me.
Yeah. No problem.
That's okay. Yeah, so I forgot my iPad at work tonight, so I'm doing this on my phone. So anyway. Cindy, how would one go about it? You talked about people can schedule anything on the community, but how would one go about scheduling a
if anybody wants to,
you may have mentioned it, but I missed it.
I didn't. So we actually have an email list for event planners, and we do a lot of communicating. So if anybody that is on that can attest to this, every Monday, an email goes out with all of the reminders, including the deadline. So we ask for submissions to be put in by Wednesday for the following Sunday through Saturday week. We have a form online, and we can either send you that link if you send an email to community@acb.org. It is also on the community events page on acb.org. But, you know, just drop us an email, and we will certainly respond to you. And the form is pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty easy. We are happy. We have five accounts, Zoom accounts, so we can accommodate lots of calls. We're happy to provide a Zoom account for you. We provide the host for you, and we put it on the schedule. And currently, that schedule goes out to nearly 2,700 people every single day.
Awesome. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Christy has her hand raised.
Christy, who has also done a call with us, a few of them.
That's right. That's right.
So hey, Christy.
Hi. So I'm putting in a shameless plug for
the second Tuesday of every month at 3 p.m., California Diabetics in Action has a peer support call that we do. And our theme for March 14th is healthy foods, because March is nutrition month. And I have done in the past the People of Vision book and the Unseen Minority book. So, the sky is the limit of what people can do. And it's just amazing to me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chrissy. So if you have a skill, if you have an interest, if you have a hobby, you know, bring it on. If you have a talent, if you know, people love the languages, you guys. So, but music, just all of that. Yeah.
And this is Andrea. And before I call the next person, I will share that I co-facilitate two calls. One is basic iPhone. That is the, I'm going to get this wrong, first and third Saturday of the month. And I also co-facilitate the Grief Journey call. I've been doing both of those calls for a long time. And I am very fortunate to have two wonderful co-facilitators, Pam Coffey for the iPhone and Lynn Carell for the Grief Journey. And they're both great calls. And I want to thank Cindy for giving me that opportunity. And I'm going to call on.
And Andrea, before you do that, I just want to say, Pam, co-facilitators, that was also organic, right? Like, you didn't come into those calls with those people.
They were people who came, and I think about the same time you were encouraging people to ask for help. But they are both people who showed up consistently on those calls and were willing to jump in and help. Pam and I have different skill sets concerning the iPhone, and we really complement each other. There have been some times I could not be there, and she backed me up. Lynn is an amazing person. She also facilitates the Jewish Hour, and she is a wonderfully compassionate, terrific person, and I'm really thrilled. They both add immeasurably to the calls that I do. So,
but that shows you how organic things can happen. You don't have to come in with all of the answers. Seems like they fall into place.
And I knew Lynn. I've known Lynn for years, but I didn't know Pam before we started doing the iPhone call. She was just someone who came in and jumped in and said, "Hey, I might know the answer to this question. Can I help out?" And it's been great. Two more hands, Joe, also besides
this is Frank here.
Hi, Frank. Frank, you sound like I just heard you recently.
I know. I was just on the other call there. Anyway, I just want to also put in a plug that for those that have schedule issues and you don't feel like you can necessarily participate because of your schedule, just remember that a lot, and I do mean a lot, of the calls are also put on the ACB Community podcast. So you can catch up on a lot of stuff that way. By the way, Joe, your mic is really, really quiet.
And I will just add to that and say ACB Media 5 is live 24/7, and we put in the schedule what is happening live, like tonight at 9:00 Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We did its playtime. It was streamed live, but right now there's something replaying. I don't know what it is. It could be almost anything. It could be iPhones. It could be karaoke. Who knows? So if you need company, just turn on ACB Media 5 and you'll hear the community going on.
Okay, TJ, go ahead and unmute, please.
Okay. Am I okay? Hey, no echo?
You're fine.
Okay. Christy Crespin, I think that's who said, can you repeat the diabetic group meeting times?
It's Tuesday afternoons. I don't remember the exact time.
3 p.m. Pacific.
It's 3 p.m. Pacific, the second Tuesday of each month.
Second Tuesday. Okay. Right. That part is what confuses me with stuff I thought I had memorized. And let's see, that's pretty much it right now. I did have a message to pass along, but that's good. Thanks, guys.
Livy, go ahead and unmute, please.
I think she's wrong
still
now.
Muted. Oh, she.
Yeah, I don't see her anymore.
No, she's here. Livy, you need to unmute, honey. You're muted. No, she's still here. Okay, we don't have any other hands at the moment. So, Joe, I don't know if you want to move on or what you want to.
Yeah, I guess we can.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I think it's Pam. Pam, go ahead and unmute, my dear.
Hello, Cindy. This is Pam Metz. How are you?
Hey, Pam. I'm good.
My question is, first off, can you repeat the email address? Because I want the people.
Absolutely.
Listening.
Yeah.
And the other question is, what kind of, I am a book, I'm trying to find a nice word, a book hog, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So
you want to know some of the calls?
Yeah, what kind of calls do you have out there people discussing books?
Sure. So I know the last, so this is off the top of my head, so forgive me if I give you any little bit of misinformation, but on the last Saturday or fourth Saturday of the month is the Disability Reading Group. That's led by Tabitha Kenlin, who is now working for ACB, and she came to us through the community. On Sunday, she also does the 18th century book club. So 18th century books. On the first and third Monday nights at 6 p.m. your time, there's just called Book Chat, and that is led by Casey Dutmer from Michigan, and they choose a book, and so it varies, but we always include it in the schedule, usually within a few days after they've chosen it. So you have, you know, good week and a half to 2 weeks to read it. And we always put like a little blurb at the end of the emails, and we tell you what it's going to be. So we might say, you know, hi friends, be sure to read to the end of this email to learn of the book being read by the book chat or something like that. So, there's Creative Journey is a group on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and they've been reading a book, but they're doing all kinds of other stuff as well. There's a Christian book chat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursdays your time. And then I don't remember what day the crafters do their book chat. I know they have one. I think it's once a month. And CCLVI, what day?
I think it's on Friday. Is it Friday?
I don't think so. Not the crafters. No, they do a chat, but that's not their book chat. It's not on Friday. I want to say it's on a Sunday. And then CCLVI, I think, discusses a book once a month on Fridays. So those are the ones I know of. Oh, and I would be remiss, actually. Mika has started doing book abilities, and she does that on the second and fourth Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific, and she discusses more all about books. So not necessarily is it a book club. She just did a big thing on, what is that called?
Goodreads.
Goodreads.
Yeah.
Goodreads. She did a Goodreads thing this last Monday. So.
Okay. Livy has unmuted. And Livy, do you have a question, dear?
I do. Doggone it. I was not able to get in on time on Tuesday to pay my $25 to get into a leadership conference. And I called this afternoon and Nancy never got back to me. So
yeah, they closed it. It's not open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Sorry.
So I was pretty bummed. And I tried to find out if Sarah or anybody from our chapter was going to be doing that, because Sarah and I had done it last year, but I had not heard from anyone. So anyway, I was just really bummed about that.
I'm sorry.
I know. So that means I can't do anything with it. Or do I have to go on like ACB Media
Okay. Next, we have David Mandel. David, go ahead and unmute, please.
Good evening.
Hey, David.
Very, very quickly, you've said you have some amazing programming, but there's one thing you forgot that I really appreciate, and that is Untangling Transportation by Ron Brooks. And if anybody has serious transportation issues, he's your man.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's a very popular call.
Wednesday, I believe.
Yep, it is the third Wednesday. Eastern. Yep, yeah. 6 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
And he always has a good turnout. It is also on ACB Media 5. Ron does a really nice job. And we have several calls like that that are just once a month. Yeah, I was trying to rattle everything off on the top from the top of my head. I know for sure I'm not going to remember everything.
Well, you were fantastic, Cindy, and thank you so much for everything.
You bet. Yeah. I will say that we have held since March 17th, so here coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to be celebrating 3 years of community. We have held over 12,000 events, using this platform. So, really always looking for people to partner with. And if you belong to any, we also have East Bay Center for the Blind does I Love Braille on Thursdays. So, you know, there's a lot of room for more content.
Okay, Frank, I see your hand, but I'm going to take Vivian next because she hasn't asked a question yet. So, Vivian, please go ahead and unmute.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. So the question that I have, let's say that somebody is just coming on the scene and they would like to just be able to, one of the book-oriented classes offered, or transportation, or do you have a listing of that, like in alphabetical order or something?
No.
Like that with a summary?
No. So in the daily schedule, we include the title, the times, the description, how to connect, whether it's on ACB Media, Clubhouse, mm-hmm. the Zoom information, who it's sponsored by, all of that.
Right.
On the website, if you go to the community events page, mm-hmm. there will be a listing of the events, but none of the Zoom information. And I'm not sure, there might be, I think the descriptions are there as well, but not the Zoom information. We also have a Facebook group, ACB Community, and every morning, all of the schedule is also posted there without the Zoom information. So okay. We don't post the Zoom information anywhere to avoid Zoom bombers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, Frank, do we just have Frank? Frank okay. had his hand up. I think he's the last one. So okay. if you're good with that, then...
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
I just have a quick answer to to the question earlier about the ACB Legislative Seminar. That if you missed signing up for the Legislative Seminar, but you want to be involved in our congressional visits, just contact Artist Basin.
All right. And that information is in the CCB happenings, or it was. I don't know that it's in there this week. I can't remember whether it's still there, but on the website, the CCB happenings are posted, and that information is there to contact artists.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cindy. You are so awesome, and thank you so much.
Thanks for asking me to be here. You guys have an amazing convention. Have fun on your game, and I am going to get out of here. I hope to see some of you in the community. I know a lot of you. I recognize you. Yay, I'm waving at you. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you.
Have a great night, Cindy.
Thank you.
We will go on to Two Truths and a Lie. Well, the way we were going to do it, and I do want to thank the board members for participating. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. I think you guys have noticed that, too. Well, the way we'll do, everyone can play, because no one has heard them but me. So the way we will play is you raise your hand, you pick a number between 1 and 13, and I'll play a specific person, and they have three stories or three statements. Two of them is the truth. One of them is a lie. So, you just raise your hand if you want to play. And Andrea will grab a contestant.
I was muted. Sorry. Get those hands up, folks. Okay, our first participant is going to be Andy Tom.
Ooh, Andy. All right.
All right, let's go for lucky number 13.
Number 13. Okay. And that one will be live. Mr. Gabe Griffith, need you to say two truths and a lie. Three statements. Don't mention which one is the lie, of course.
Wait, I don't say which one I'm lying about?
Not yet.
No, just make sure when you say the lie.
That iPhone has joined the meeting.
Did I wink?
You wink, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good thing I have my video on. Okay. Let's see here. I was a free sport athlete in high school. I have completed a triathlon, and I have completed the swim from Alcatraz back to San Francisco.
Andy, which one is the lie?
I'm gonna guess that it's the first one, that you were not a three sport athlete in high school, maybe. I don't know. I figured two sports is enough.
I thought you knew me better than that.
Oh no.
Yes, I swam, I ran cross country, and I wrestled in high school.
Oh, that's three. Oh. Darn.
So all right, number two, that was the lie. No triathlon for me.
No triathlon for you. I expected more from you.
it's a mutual feeling, Andy. I thought you, like I said, I thought you knew me better.
Oh well.
Thank you, Andy.
Although let's blame Jeff for that one, because I hear Jeff.
Yeah. No, it was definitely his fault. But I knew the last one was for true. Sure. That was the only one I was like, I know that.
See, so, all right. Don't listen to your dad.
thanks for the advice, Joe. Just tell me that before next time.
And Andy, just make sure you ask for this recording.
Oh yeah, okay,
great.
I'll edit it out first. Thank you, guys. Andrea, one more.
Okay, Livy, go ahead and unmute, my dear.
Libby, a number. Well, we already used 13, so between 1 and 12.
Livy, are you able to unmute? Okay, let's take another person, and we'll check back with Libby. Is that okay?
That's completely fine.
All right. Miss Kessler, DJ, go ahead and unmute.
Hey.
Okay, number 14. Oh, can't take
between
that.
1 and 12.
Oh, excuse me. 11. And I got a question. Is it, okay, let me move. Is it how many lies per truth?
Well, there's two truths and one lie.
One lie. Okay.
So
11.
Oh, wow. I will play number 11 for you.
Hi, this is Steve Bauer. Okay. I'm the Secretary for California Council of the Blind, and it's great we're all here tonight, maybe learning some new things about our board members. Here are my two truths and a lie. In the 1970s, I was a jazz DJ on my college radio station. In the 1980s, I served as an ACB Special Interest Affiliate president. In the
What was the last one?
Well, unfortunately, I got to play.
In the 1990s, he worked for Bob Newhart. Is it okay if I repeat? Just repeat
it? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm guessing the true one.
Nope, you're guessing the lie.
The lie one.
Yeah.
Okay. The lie is number two.
Okay. Which one was number two? I don't remember.
That he was a special interest affiliate president.
Thank you.
Is that helpful?
No. You are awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. I try to keep track of them for you.
And here it goes.
Hi, it's Steve Bauer back with my two truths and a lie. In the 1970s, I was a jazz DJ on my college radio station. That is a lie. When I was in my early 20s, it was rock and roll and nothing else. I was a rock and roll DJ. Don't tell 20-something Steve that 40-something Steve would be hosting a smooth jazz radio show 5 nights a week. So that one is definitely a lie.
Which one?
The first one, that he was a jazz.
Was the lie.
He was never a jazz.
Oh, you faked me out, Steve. And I thought I knew
you
better than that.
Talk to you about working for Bob Newhart. That's got to be an interesting story.
But there was
story.
Another Steve Bauer who was.
That's right.
A good story. He asked to tell
that. Was really that's cool. Right. That's
right. That is the funniest story.
Yep. He's in Kansas, I believe. I think. I'm not sure. But
he is. He's in Kansas.
Yep.
So number 11 and number 13 are out. Who is our next contestant?
We have Vita. Hey, Vita.
And don't worry.
Livy came back on.
I know she did, but I'm going to go through the hands first.
Yeah. And we'll play a trivia game after this, hosted. Okay.
All right. Well, I have to go with the middle and choose 12.
12. Okay. Let's see. And okay, here is 12.
Hi, I'm Rob Turner, CCB Second Vice President. From as far back as I can remember, I've always enjoyed exercise and outdoor activities. In 1972, supported by the Sierra Club, I climbed 3 mountains over 10,000 feet, including Baden-Powell, San Gregorio, and Mount Whitney. I have a friend with her pilot's license. In 1991, we flew from Petaluma to Lodi, where I participated in a tandem jump from 10,500 feet from a very noisy DC-3. In 2009, guided by another ham, I participated in a 10K walk and run to raise funds for the Palo Alto Amateur Radio Club.
Okay.
Ooh, that is a tough one.
Tough one. Yeah.
A lie.
Wow. I'm going to say number 3.
Okay.
Oh, doggone it.
There's Rob.
In 2009, I participated in a 10K walk and run to raise funds for the Palo Alto Amateur Radio Club.
Oh, Vita.
Yeah.
You got me good.
That was it. That was hard.
Good job, Vita. That was a hard one.
All right, Vita. Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can get Livy.
We got to go to the trivia that is hosted by Dorini. She's
okay. Okay.
Dorini.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, Dorini. Okay. You're good.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to introduce myself briefly. So, because a lot of people don't know me. So
I am going to be turning 57 tomorrow, and I came from a little island in the Indian Ocean called Sri Lanka, and I got married and came here. Been here about 33 years now, and lost my sight at 26, had an 8-month-old, total 3 kids, and a single parent. And I've been in the CCB, I would say about 20 years now, and I lost my thoughts. So I'm just going to go for the trivia question. Okay. And
I'm good.
I'm a contestant. That's right. Okay. Let me see. Okay. How about Linda Samoski?
Linda. Oh, you got to raise your hands. That's the best. It's Linda could raise her hand, but no.
We do have several hands raised, but I didn't know how you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's better to do it by.
Save me.
Was Linda's hand up?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. I just raised it.
Thank you.
No.
All right, so here we go, Linda. So who founded the CCB, what year and what month? Well, you don't have to come up with the month, at least the year.
Oh gosh, I knew I should have studied. I forgot. 1960s was when it was founded, right?
No.
Okay, go on to the next person.
Do I go to another person? Or?
Yep.
Yes, okay, so let me see.
Dorini, can we take Livy because she had her hand raised before and she couldn't get in? Yes. So would it be okay if we give her a try? Okay,
yeah,
Livy, if you can unmute her, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. What year was it ACB or CCB?
CCB.
CCB?
Yes.
I believe, my doll, that it was 1984.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Well, at least do you know who founded the CCB?
Let me think. I believe one of the founders was Al Gill. And my mind's going blank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we'll just go by the raised hands.
And Joe, it's very hard to hear you.
Yeah, you're okay. Kind of faded. Yeah, that's
you're
better.
Really,
your volume soft. Is going up and down.
All right. Yeah. Now we'll just have Andrea choose the contestant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I'm going to do, you guys, is I'm going to pick people who haven't had a turn yet. So those of you with hands raised, just keep them up. I will get back to you, but I'm going to try it so everybody has a turn. Okay. Jeremy, can you unmute, please? Okay, Shanna Ray.
Sorry, it's Shana.
Shana, I'm so sorry. Shana Ray, please go ahead.
Do you have the answer, Shana? Who was the founder of ECB and what year and month, if you know that?
I don't know who was the founder. 1981?
No. Way back in time.
I think we stumped some people. Okay.
Let me pick another
my
one.
My hand is bouncing up and down. Bouncing up and down.
Yeah, we'll have one more, then we'll have Rob. Go on.
I'm going to call on John Ross. Has left the meeting. Come on, John, bail us out here.
Okay.
Hey, John.
What's the question?
The question is, who founded the CCB? What month and what year? You don't have to have the month. It's okay, but at least the year.
Okay, I believe it was May of 1934. And was it one of the people, Erward K. McDaniel?
You got the year correct. You got the year correct. It's 1934. Yes, but it's October. It's October 6, 1934.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got more games coming for you, but I wanted Rob Turner to talk about some of the history of CCB, the convention, and...
Well, hello. I hope I'm coming through.
Yes.
Okay.
You're fine.
Well, yeah, so 1934 was, of course, correct. And I don't know if it was Newell Perry as such, or how much... I'm really not all that sure. I wasn't born in... I'm old, but I'm not born in 1934.
It was Newell Perry, and it was in Fresno.
And I remember it was October 6th because somebody pointed out a couple of years ago that the president and the organization share the same birth date, just not the same year.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I wasn't born in 1934, but I do, you know, certainly have read the... Yeah, that would be something. I've read the history of the California Council of the Blind, the Perry Sundquist document. And I started going to conventions in 1970. And for me, as a student, it was, pardon the pun, a real eye-opener. I just was meeting all these blind people that were getting up in front of the room and reading Braille fluently and comfortably. And these were blind people that were working and were leading exciting lives and were traveling. I think about Dr. Grant, Dr. Isabel Grant, who was a world traveler. She was involved in the International Federation of the Blind. And, I remember Perry Sundquist doing his legislative reports, and of course Alan Jenkins on resolutions committee, and my gosh, he could just wordsmith like you. Well, of course Jeff does a hell of a job too, so but just all these people that I was meeting, Al Gill with a great sense of humor, and people like, well, of course, so many names you guys wouldn't know. You know, Jerry Drake was another guy who was really helpful in terms of social welfare programs. And and those conventions were exciting. It was brand new to me. I mean, credentials. What are credentials? Voting. Oh, how does it work? You know, and so, other things that I remember that are pretty trivial, but a room night at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel that had a talking elevator that would say, up, please up, down, please down, and it would give the floor number. So that was pretty well ahead of its time. And room rates, $12 a night. We've come a long way. That's for inflation, that's for sure. And a lot of it was general session time. We didn't have as many of the affiliate group, the statewide affiliates in those days. And of course, my initial conventions were with the NFB. We were with the NFB. California Council didn't really become an ACB affiliate until 1985. But anyway, I could go on and on and on, but I don't really want to talk that much. So I'll just leave it with you there.
Thank you, Rob. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Rob Turner?
Rob, this is Sarah. Can I just jump in, Joe?
Cool.
Oh, you're already in. Okay. You are.
Sure.
I'm already in. Okay, twice. Sorry.
Who could say no to you, Sarah?
Lots of people. I'm wondering if you could, for some folks here who may not have heard it, talk about, the shift and the split and the reunion and just, kind of briefly, cover a little bit of that and, what the feeling was at that time.
Oh, those were terrible times. Very sad. Then the big bully, Mr. Jernigan, and the NFB, people who went along with him, they were throwing organizations out left and right. Just if you didn't agree with the leadership, boom, you're gone. Same with individual members. You crossed the path the wrong way, boom, you were gone. I was little actual split years. I had actually moved to San Francisco by then and was involved with the San Francisco chapter. But yeah, it was really tough. I just think about all the people that were involved and what they went through. Bob Acosta in particular. It was bad.
Is that why this is Joshua Saunders. Is that why the big split happened majorly? I've always kind of wondered that. Is that why the big split happened?
Yes. Yeah, they were really bullies.
This is Andrea, and I remember being part of a blind chat site several years ago, and there was a guy on there who's now passed away from back east. He loved to tell people that Kenneth Jernigan kicked him out of NFB personally, and that he had saved him uncounted amounts of money, plus he'd been able to get an education. And he said none of that would have happened if Ken Jernigan hadn't kicked me out. He said, I found the error of my ways.
Rob, I see. Rob, this is John Ross. You didn't mention Kathy Stivers.
Yeah, Kathy Skyver.
When I joined in 2000, she was 75 years old then, and ran it with she got things done. Anyways,
Kathy was one of the greats.
She sure was.
Rob, this is David, and I wanted to mention two quick things that were very interesting during the NFB period. I was living in Israel, but in 1971, I came back to the States to visit, and I attended the NFB convention in Houston. And Roger Peterson, who was so articulate and so young at the time, he suggested that the NFB join a coalition of people with disabilities that were forming began in Washington. And Jernigan just laid it into him and said, we do not form coalitions. And the next thing you know, he was out, and
they were really
the council, and it was unbelievable.
I hate to cast aspersions, and of course it's long in the history now, thank God.
But I wanted to say it because press with Roger is my point.
Very much, yes.
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention that John DeFrancesco was in ACB, and he, along with Alan Jenkins' wife, Leonie, Dr. Leonie Jenkins, wrote a song of unification, a reunification that we played at, I believe it was last year's convention. And that was very, very impressive. And John had a choir of folks from CCB and from the Orientation Center. And they went to Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, and they actually recorded it professionally, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, that was one of the major differences between the two agents, the two organizations. The NFB was very anti-agency. I mean, AFB, they wouldn't talk with any of those people. They were really, at a very, just very opposed to that custodialism and, the blind leading the blind. That was really a big thing. And ACB was a little more moderate on that, thankfully. And, but yeah, Roger was kicked out like so many others.
And thank God for that. 'Cause we got him.
Any other questions?
Certainly was our gain.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is there any other questions?
Hold on just one second.
This is Christy. I'm going to jump in and just say that everybody needs to read People of Vision, A History of the American Council of the Blind by James. I'm just going to say they have initials, but James and Marjorie McGivern.
Yeah.
And you can find it on Bookshare and on Bard.
Okay. If we don't have any more questions, we can move on to the second round of two Truth and the Lie.
Yeah.
Get your
okay. Hands. Get those hands up, folks.
Do we have any hands up?
Okay, Dorini, did you want to play? Because I know you have your hand up. I see it.
Yes.
Okay, yep. Go ahead.
Two.
You want number two?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is Nellie Emerson from Santa Maria, California, and one of your CCB board members. So tonight we're playing Two Truths and a Lie. So I modeled a line of a fashion line for Gloria Vanderbilt in 1977, and I got to meet her as well. And it was a really fun experience. I just loved it. I starred in a short film called Spuds, S-P-U-D-S, about a young teenager who fancied himself as a superhero. And I appeared in this short film. And then I can tell you another one. And this one was just incredibly fun. I participated in a surfing contest, and I got third place in a surfing contest that took place in Huntington Beach. And it was just the best fun I ever had.
Oh, that's hard, Nelly. That's hard. Okay, let me see. I'll say one.
Am I on says one.
One, yes.
Mm-hmm. The first one. Okay. Which one was the first? Do you know, Andrea?
The Gloria Vanderbilt that she modeled for Gloria Vanderbilt.
See, you're very good at paying attention. Here's your answer.
Okay. The one that's the lie is the surfing contest in Huntington Beach. I never participated in a surfing contest. And I would be lucky if I just stayed above water. So that's the lie.
Oh, dear.
I was going to start calling so Nellie Gidget.
I believe the score is board members three, contestants one.
Come on, boy. Who's the next contestant?
Okay. Just a minute. Pam.
Welcome, Pam. Okay.
Okay, I'll take number 10, please.
Ooh, you'll lie. You'll love number 10.
Oh, God, don't do that.
Probably me.
Don't know till it starts talking to me.
And here you go.
My name is Regina Brink. I'm the board of directors for the California Council of the Blind. When I was in college, I regularly attended the Hindu temple, even though I was raised Catholic. Also, the first song I ever learned to sing in Spanish was Eres Tú by Charro. And I still know how to roll my R's. That was a prerequisite. And also, I played football several times during my school years when I was a kid.
Interesting.
Which one
Give me a minute. Now I got to think of
it. I love that
John
song.
John Ross has left the meeting.
That's such a beautiful song.
Hindu. football or the song? I'd say number, for my luck, she did play football, knowing Regina. Let me go with number, I don't know, 1, 2, or 3. Let's go with number 2.
And the lie is, my first song was not Charo. It was Sabor a Mi. And actually, the version that I learned it from is Edie Gourmet and Tres Panchos, but it was really my Uncle Berto that taught me the song.
Good going, Pam.
Got it.
Good job, Pam.
Good job, Pam.
I had to guess.
Wahoo!
More contestant for this.
Okay,
game.
Frank Welty. Come on down.
That means he's so good at its playtime, he might get this right too.
I know that guy. We forgot to do that.
Here's Frank. Hello.
Hello. We got basically 1 through 9 and no number 2, basically.
I'm going to do 3.
Oh, okay. Who is at number 3? Well, okay. Here it goes.
Hello, my name is Penny Valdivinos. I'm on the CCB board of directors and go to high school, but I graduated from community college. I was born and raised in Pennsylvania and have lived in Missouri, Kansas, California. I had 6 kids and 2 of them were girls.
Which one is
okay? Alive? I'm going to guess that it was number 1, going that she didn't go to high school.
Okay. What does she have to say?
And the lie is, I had 6 kids, 2 are girls. I only had 4 boys, 3 boys, wow. And I adopted 1 boy.
Wow.
Okay.
I'll have to find out someday how she didn't go to high school, but went to community college. That's interesting.
There's a story there, yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Very good.
DED tests.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have a couple more trivia questions from Dorini.
Okay, Dorini, go for it.
All I got to say is these are some wonderful articles for the blind California.
Okay, now, Andrea's going to choose the contestant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shayna, I'm sorry, Shayna. Jaws says Shanna, so I just have to remember that it isn't.
It's okay. I had to make my Jaws say my name right.
Okay, Shayna.
Okay, ready, Shayna?
Yes.
Okay, Shayna, what is the motto of the CCB?
I absolutely have no idea. I guess that's what I'm here to do is learn.
Yes.
Good answer.
Yeah. You want to pick somebody else?
Okay, yes.
Lisa Cushman. She, her has left
Regina.
The meeting.
Empowerment through advocacy.
Correct. Correct.
Yay.
Can you say it again? I didn't hear.
Join the meeting.
Empowerment through advocacy.
Advocacy. That's right. Okay. Yes.
Ding 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 ding.
Yes.
Woohoo! Hey.
Good deal, Regina.
We could do one more.
Mm-hmm. One more. Okay. So,
real quick, Doreen, as our deputy director of governmental affairs, I think Regina was required to get that one right.
I'm glad I passed it there.
That's one thing I didn't know. Oh,
I have nothing to do with these questions right here, so.
Good job, Regina.
Hey, okay. Somebody else, Andrea?
Yes. Okay. Linda Simulski.
Okay. Right, Linda?
No, I had my hand raised for the other two truths and a lie.
Well, you're the only hand raised right at the moment, so you're it, girl.
You must play.
This will be pretty easy, Linda. I'll make it easy for you, okay? I'll keep it easy.
Join the meeting.
It's all listed.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Affiliates or chapters?
No, just affiliate.
My NVDA keeps talking over me. I would say 10.
No.
Okay, Livy.
Close, but no cigar.
Yeah.
What was the question? I didn't hear the question.
In the CCB website, how many affiliates are listed?
I'm going to say 31.
No, affiliates, not chapters.
Oh, affiliates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Okay. I'm going to say, let's see, GDHI, I'm counting them down, CAVL, GDHI, IDC.
Are you on the website over there?
No, I'm not.
Livy, just guess a number, honey.
Okay, I'm going to say 8.
No. Sorry, Livy. Wrong answer. Close,
but no cigar. No.
Okay, I'm going to call on Christy because I think she knows. So go ahead, Christy.
She does know.
You don't want to call on me?
No.
No, Christy.
We know. Yeah. She knows.
Well, there's only two other people who have their hands up and they... okay, wait a minute. Okay, Pam, you want to give it a shot? Go ahead.
Now, it wouldn't be fair because I think I know. But well, I think there's 9.
Yes.
No, I didn't read anything on the computer today.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yes, correct. So
you were close, Livy. You were very close.
Yeah. Correct.
I sat here and counted them in my head.
I told you that Linda at 10 and Livy at 9 Livy at 8 were close, but no cigar.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, Pam got it.
My last speaker of the night.
What'd she say?
They're 9, hon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our last speaker of the night is Christy. She will talk to you guys about the committees.
So what I found is that membership committee is going to need to do a lot of work because... And I'm going to ask chapters and affiliates, if you go and you look on the CCB website, you will be astounded at the misinformation that is on there.
Not our job. That's the
no. Okay. Job. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, as a committee member of the membership committee, please go up and check your chapter and your affiliate information because it is woefully wrong and off the mark. And we've got deceased people on committees and people who've moved away. And yeah, so I'm just asking y'all, please update your chapters and your affiliate information. So we have wanted to talk a little bit about committees. On the website, we show 20 committees. So I'm just going to go down the list. If you would like to join any of these committees, or you would like to know what these committees are all about,
Rob Turner has left the meeting.
Go on the CCB website, and also contact Gabe Griffith if you want to be on one of these committees. So there are 20. Advocacy, auction, awards, bylaws, committee on access and transportation, conference and convention, credentials, crisis, devotional services, finance and budgeting, governmental affairs, hearing and vision impaired, history, membership, nominating, publications, resolutions, scholarship, technical operations group, technology. Those are our committees. Any questions?
We don't have any hands raised.
Okay.
Thank you, Christy.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, okay. David, go ahead. Sorry, David just raised his hand.
Okay.
Yes, some of the committees, Christy, aren't really operating, really, and need to be kind of revamped. And I know I've talked with Gabe about this. For example, advocacy. So I just want to make that very clear. When you talk about misinformation, we need to also update what is going on with the various committees as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to help out with that.
And we are too. So
that's yeah. Fine.
Any other questions?
I'm hoping we can get to a couple of more two truths and a lie and trivia questions.
We are. If we don't have no more questions.
Yeah. No, we're good. Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Now it's time for more Two Truths and a Lie. Get those.
I think we should let Linda Samulski go because she's raised her hand twice and got stuck with trivia.
Yeah, she's going to add up
has
now.
Left the meeting.
I'm advocating for you.
That hand is up there, Linda. I see it.
Yeah. She is.
I think I accidentally hit all
the
lines.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Nope. You,
call and user one has left the meeting. One.
She is my co-chair for IDC, for the membership committee over there.
He's my awesome protector.
Linda, there are no accidents, so them. Go ahead and pick one.
Okay, I'll pick number 5.
Number 5. Ooh, I think everybody would love this one. And too bad.
I have to borrow the Wall Street shop and pick up those pieces, yeah.
Oh, okay. A medium, half cheese and half...
Okay,
I'm trying to see.
Medium, okay.
John Ross.
Okay.
I think I got it. Thank you. Okay,
cool. Here you go, Linda.
My name is Jeff Tom, and I never, ever tell a lie.
Right.
But there just might be one somewhere in the things I'm about to tell you. But of course, the next three things are all going to be absolutely true. The first thing happened in 1986. I went down to visit my parents on the peninsula And my mom happened to know Joe Montana's wife, Jennifer. So we went to an autograph signing that weekend that I was there. And Joe and Jennifer, since Jennifer knew my mom from bowling, they signed my autographs for me. And they actually signed a CCB polo shirt that I had. And I still have that CCB shirt signed by Jennifer and Joe Montana.
What do you bet that shirt's never been washed?
I bet it has holes in it.
So, in 1989, on our honeymoon, we went on a cruise. And one of the places we went to was Playa del Sol in Mexico. And that happens to be very near the temple at Chichen Itza. And I climbed to the top of the stairs, which is like, I don't know, 90 something or whatever. It just goes way up there. I climbed all the way to the top. And the third thing that's, of course, absolutely true, all of these are. Third thing, in 2011, I was in Wellington, New Zealand, and I went to the movie, and I saw Mission Impossible 3, I think it was 3, but I only had to pay half price because the ticket taker at the New Zealand theater said, since I couldn't see it, I didn't have to pay the full price. And that's how wonderful it is in New Zealand.
Oh, boy.
Well, like a true lawyer, he had to tell like a whole big
the stories. You get stories from.
Yeah. Well, I think that number one is kind of probably not true. Because I could see Jeff doing number two and number I could see Jeff, you know, telling the truth with number two and number three. So I choose number one.
And here's your answer.
Okay, so am I supposed to tell which one of those was not the truth?
Yes.
Well, my mother did know Joe Montana's wife, actually, slightly, but not that wife. She knew his first wife, who was not very nice.
Oh, boy.
And I never met Joe or Jennifer.
You were right, Linda. Montana. Wow.
Yay.
Ooh. Yay, Linda.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you. That was very fun.
Anyone else?
Okay, let me see. How about Artis? Hey, Artis.
Yay, Artis.
Step on up here and play.
Okay, here we are.
This doesn't sound like Artis. Kevin, Artis, your name, your voice changed.
It goes up and down.
You go, okay, whatever.
We're both here.
We need a number. Oh, let's see.
What number? Did she pick a number?
No, she didn't pick a number yet. Now, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are gone, I think. So 1 and then 6 through 9, I believe.
How about 6?
How about number 6?
Ooh. I hope he's still here.
Hi, this is Larry Gassman, and I was asked to tell you that I am a CCB board member, and this is my version of two truths and a lie. Statement number one, I did a movie in Vietnam in 2001. Statement number two, I did play-by-play and called three different Rose Parades for National Public Radio in the mid to late 1980s. Statement number three, I actually got a chance to drive a Rose float. Because when you're in the bottom of the float, you can't see anyway. So people actually had to steer me through the use of radio as to where to turn. So it actually worked out really well.
All right.
I'll say number one's a lie.
Number one, I'm just not sure about that, Larry.
And here you go.
The other two I'll buy, but number one, yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Two of those statements are true. The lie is that I actually drove a Rose Parade float. That is not true. But we talked about it, and the only reason it didn't happen was because the insurance people got word of it and screwed the whole thing up and wouldn't let us do it. Otherwise, all three of them would have been true.
Well, it actually would have been my second choice. I kind of flipped the coin here. Good enough.
Oh, that's amazing, Larry.
Got to hear about that.
Well, if you'd been on old time radio with Larry, you would have known he went to Vietnam and did a film with his brother.
Oh, so does this mean we don't win the prize?
No.
They're not giving out door prizes.
No prize. Okay.
We should do one more toot, and then we'll go back over to trivia.
Because it is 8:30. That's okay. Yeah. I'm just letting you know it's 8:30.
Okay.
Well, we'll okay. Shayna.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've been trying for this game for a while now. Okay.
The whole
number
time.
Number eight.
Yes.
Ooh. I wonder if she's still here.
Hello, I'm Lisa Presley Thomas, Treasurer. I've appeared on TV over 10 times. I've been to a nude beach. I know how to change a tire on a car.
Oh, which one?
The first one.
Okay. The first one, and here it is.
I have never been to a nude beach.
Oh.
So the second one. Wow.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. It's 8:30. Should we wrap it up? Or should we continue?
We can finish up the two truths and the lie if you want, Joe. I think we're okay. Everybody want to stick around, or it's sure. Up to you.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Need another
okay. Like everybody's having fun.
David.
All right. You want me to pick a number? What about 7?
Ooh. Here is number 7.
Oh boy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephanie Watts. I am a member of the board of California Council on the Blind. And I am here to share with you my two truths and a lie. So here we go. Statement number one, I flew a plane. Number two, I met Jesse Jackson and Stevie Wonder. And number 3, I met Maya Angelou.
This is very tough.
What was the first one?
I didn't hear the first one. I couldn't make out what the first one was.
I flew a plane.
Okay, I flew a plane. All right. Thank
he
you.
He might have done that. But I don't know. But I will say... Number I'll try number two. I'm sure I'm wrong, but
which one was?
I'll try that.
That was that she met Jesse Jackson and Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes,
but she might have done it.
Here we go.
It's okay.
The lie, you might wonder or be surprised to learn, was I did not meet Maya Angelou.
Oh my goodness! Wow! Okay. Wow!
Oh, now that's a story for the blind Californian. Let me tell you.
Yeah, right.
How did you manage that, Steph?
I do know she loves flight simulators, so I know she flew before. Next person.
Okay, we don't have anybody with their hand raised, so if somebody would like to play and has not played, would you please raise your hand?
And Joe, you got to get closer to the mic, my dear.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is that better? I'm sorry, my mic's...
No, it's not you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry about that. I thought...
Yes.
No, okay, so someone who's... Okay, wait. Nikki, go for it.
Okay.
So what am I doing? Is this the three lies or the lie? Okay.
Two truths and a lie.
But you got to choose.
Okay.
Nikki, we just need to pick a number. No, what numbers?
Okay. What numbers?
Four. Four.
I think that one's gone.
Yeah, I think that one's gone.
What is it? What
which
are the
numbers are left?
Nope, it's not gone.
Okay.
Not? Okay.
Okay, four. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Christy Creston, one of your board members, and my two truths and a lie are I dress up every Christmas like an elf. I love gardening, and I find it to be very therapeutic. And I drove a pontoon boat on a lake when I was an adult, and it was very fun.
Okay, am I supposed to answer that?
You're supposed to guess which one is the lie.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was missing some of this because I was registering for the convention at the same time. Okay, I would say that I used to have a boat, and my blind friends used to drive it, so that's a good possibility. And I know she loves gardening, so I would say that she's lying about the elf.
Okay, here we go.
All right, so if you're ready for my lie, it is that I love gardening and find it to be very therapeutic.
I thought you loved gardening.
It's a wish. I'm a black brown thumb. I kill everything I touch.
Well, so do
Ooh,
I.
Oh, me too, Christy.
Yeah, me too.
My mom left the meeting. Water her plants.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I'm no good at it either. So, all right, we have Jason Holloway. So, Jason Holloway, go ahead and unmute, please.
My wife Jennifer is going to do it. Go ahead.
All right.
I don't know what numbers are left. I'm sorry.
I think one is left.
Joe, what numbers are left?
One is left.
Hello?
One is left. Let me see. I'm looking.
Joe, you need to talk up. Yeah, speak up, hon. Please.
We're okay. Super, super, super low.
Yeah, you're just going in. You're going up and down a lot.
Hello.
Okay, you're good. Yes.
Okay. Look like.
I know
we
one.
We have one. And we have number nine.
I'll take nine.
My name is Andrea DeKlotz. I am secretary of the Orange County chapter. I am also a first-term board member. My three statements are as follows. My maternal grandfather was once approached to work for the Chicago mob because of his reputation in Los Angeles County in the 1920s for getting bootleggers off. One of my favorite foods is tongue tacos. My favorite rock group is Nirvana.
Oh man, that's really hard. Jason and I will pick number two.
Okay.
The last statement is a lie.
I hate Nirvana.
That's the one I would have picked.
Yeah, I don't like Nirvana.
I know. That's not your music.
You don't, yeah, you know me. You know that that's not. Yeah. Yes. So my grandfather really was recruited to work for the Chicago mob, and I do love tongue tacos.
What's a tom taco?
Tongue. Sorry. Tongue
tacos. Oh, tongue. Oh, like tongue, pickled tongue? Like,
well, not pickled. It's not
cow,
pickled when they
cow
put it
tongue.
In. Yeah, like when they put it in tacos. Lingua. Yes, it's delicious.
Lingua.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Let's see. We don't have any hands left. You have one
come
more.
Come on, Ed, raise your hand.
Yeah, come on, Ed.
Come on, Ed.
Be a sport.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, you sound real.
Ed, you're not going to the dentist. It's okay.
I know what she was doing. Well, it has to be number one.
Yeah, I think that's the only one left.
Yeah, that's the only one left. I didn't want to bug him about it in case
I'll
he
bug
got
him.
Me.
Bug him.
No, in case he got
yeah,
me.
But he won't get you.
Yeah.
The lie is number
three. Okay.
Hit the wrong one.
Wrong one.
You didn't hear that. Just forget about it.
I didn't hear it.
No, but I'm telling Ed.
Actually, my iPad went out, so it's okay. It goes in and out.
Ain't technology grand?
Yeah, horrible.
Play the right one, Joe.
I'm going to try.
You know it's Miss Harris.
Yep.
Greetings, everyone. Sarah Harris, First Vice President here with two truths and a lie. Let's see if you can figure out which one is the lie. Number one, I was voted most likely to run away and join the circus. Number two, my first job was making milkshakes at Foster's Freeze. And number three, I used to run track when I was in high school.
We can't hear you.
Okay, which one?
I think he's having technical issues.
Oh, no, there,
there you are. There you are.
Number two.
You go with number two? Well, let's see.
The lie is number three. I never ran track in high school. You probably could never even catch me running. I would do anything to get out of it. I would beg. I would cry. I would tell them that I hurt my foot and so forth and so forth. So I never ran track.
See, you really were going to join the circus?
I actually, and just so you guys know, I wanted to be a clown. There is a clown college in Fresno, and yes. I looked into it, and I was going to do it, but at the time, there was not a market for clowns. There were too many clowns,
you
so it would
have been
sense for me to do it.
Sarah, you would have been fabulous.
Sarah, you would have been great. Fantastic.
Yes, you would have.
Thank you. But yes, I even used to know how to make balloon animals and everything. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And yes, I made milkshakes at Foster's Freeze. That was my first real job.
Yes, I remember.
Yes, and I know her boss, too. Very well.
Yes. And I was lucky you
didn't run track, because when I did, I ran into a tree.
I think she could still see then, though.
Yes, you could see. Yeah.
I could see, but I didn't run. I run now. I'm wanting to run more, but I run on the treadmill, but yeah.
Joe, before we wind this up, can I make one real quick announcement?
Of course.
I want to just remind everybody that we're going to play Scattergories on Sunday night. It's at 6:30, and it is a lot of fun. Those of you who played last year, we had a blast. It is really fun. Please come and join us for Scattergories. 6:30.
Invite friends, invite lots of friends, and we make up our own rules as we go, and we have a lot of fun, and we laugh, and we just will have super so much fun.
It's great
because it's about being silly, and I also want to remind folks, like, if you lose your pre-convention, find me, call me, or Andrea. Andrea is my co-chair for convention committee, if y'all don't know, because I've had a lot of stuff going on, and she has really helped me out. So if you lose anything, reach out. And if you haven't registered for the main event, please do so. And if you need help with that, bug us as well, because
absolutely,
we are here to help.
Sarah has done an awesome job with the form, but if you, you know, if there are going to be hiccups, so if you need help, please reach out to us. We will help you.
Andrea, this is David, and I just want to make a plug for our public writers workshop.
Absolutely. Oh,
we really want more of you. We want to hear more of your experiences in the BC. You all are fantastic. That's what makes BC, this the CCB, a great affiliate. And we've always been, and we always will be, because of you and everyone in it. And the other thing I want to say is I want to thank Joe and the rest of the membership committee for a wonderful evening. And for Andrea, you do masterful hosting. You are great.
Thank you.
And I only wish we were all together right now.
You know what? I was trained by the best. I was trained by Miss Cindy Hollis.
Right.
So I have to say that, you know, with our rigorous standards in ACB, and you have to, you know, you need to do what you do and do it okay.
Yeah.
If you have not heard Susan Glass speak on the topic of writing, you are in for a treat. So please, please come to our publications workshop.
Well, when is that?
You are.
It is the
March.
15th. 7:30.
7:30.
Yes.
No. Okay. Good. Yes. Good stuff.
Third Wednesday.
And then I have one more request for everybody. For those of you who do not know, as of yesterday, Miss Andrea is another year wiser. And so if everyone would join me in singing Happy Day After Your Birthday to Miss Andrea, I would love it.
Especially and tomorrow is Doreen's birthday.
Oh, cool. March people.
March people are awesome.
We're the best.
Awesome.
We're
and
the best.
Christy's birthday. Right.
And we have lots of March people. All right. So, and today is actually Jeanier's birthday, but he's
to
right here.
Us. Who?
Jeanier, my best friend.
As well in March.
Yeah. All right. So let's do it. We're going to do a big happy birthday. Okay. So we have Andrea, we have Dorini, we have Joe, we have Christy. Regina, and we have Christy, right? Anybody else in March that we have here?
And we have my doggy, Taylor.
My cat.
Your cat. Okay.
And,
he counts.
So Taylor, what's
your
birth? Hey, my granddaughter's going to be 5 on the 14th. On
and Pike. Debbie's grandson will be 15.
Oh my goodness! Okay,
son.
My granddaughter, my guide dog.
Why don't we just say happy birthday to everybody?
Yes. Happy birthday to
everybody.
You all did a fantastic job.
Left the meeting.
Even Josh walked in and started singing.
How cute.
You guys are all doing great. I'm just saying, don't quit your day job.
That reminds me of the scene in Harry Potter where they're all singing. Can't hear you, Joe. Get close on the mic. Different races and stuff.
I want to thank the convention committee for giving us the opportunity to be here. Also, I want to thank the guests, including Gabe for welcoming everybody, Rob, Cindy,
left the meeting
host as well.
Andrea.
Oh my God. Thank you. And the membership committee. Thank you all.